The source of happiness is Buddha and Buddha's teachings in our heart. Buddha's blessings, Buddha's teachings. This is why our refuge commitment we try to accomplish. Giving energy to receiving Buddha's blessings, which we have access to every moment of every day and night. We need to learn to receive Buddha's blessings continuously. Then happiness comes continuously through that mind of faith. And we also, as our practice of refuge, we promise to give energy, apply effort to putting Buddha's teachings into practice. Why? Why do we have this commitment? We're like, I don't want commitments. These are commitments to make us happy all the time. We're so perverse, don't you think? We don't want commitments. And Buddha says, but hold on a minute. I thought you wanted to be happy. And we go, yes, I do. And Buddha says, I've got some suggestions. Look for happiness where it can be found, from blessings and from putting Dharma into practice in your heart. From wisdom comes inner peace, which is real happiness. And in fact, Buddha says, hey, would you like a commitment of your refuge vow to apply effort to receive blessings and apply effort to put Dharma into practice? So through Buddha's blessings, we say, yes, please, like we did in the empowerment. I want these commitments. I want to overcome my uncontrolled desire that's leading me in the wrong direction, making my human life empty of meaning. I want to learn to become happier, 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 happier through following the joyful path, the liberating path, until I accomplish pure and everlasting happiness, enlightenment. Then what happens? We become a source of all happiness for all living beings. How wonderful if that is the top of our wish list. May I become a source of happiness for all living beings, just like you are, living Buddha, Guru Buddha. Please bless me to accomplish pure and everlasting happiness of enlightenment. Wonderful. So Geshe-la says, there are many levels of pure happiness. Of these, the supreme is the happiness of enlightenment. So how much meaning is held in this precious holy speech? You, Buddha, are the source of all happiness. Thinking of this preeminent quality we develop, admiring faith, believing faith. We transform our mind into faith in living Buddha. And we hold that faith in meditation. So our contemplation can be at any time. And we contemplate also in formal meditation to find the object. Admiring faith, believing faith, and then, as I've mentioned before, we transform our mind into faith, into an ocean of faith, and hold it to become more and more familiar. I think we'll find this teaching in particular, contemplating you are the source of happiness, so beneficial. And our desire will change from desire for worldly pleasures to desires for renunciation, bodhicitta, enlightenment. We'll change what we're wishing for. We're wishing for Dharma in our heart. Real Dharma, Dharma jewels, so that we can become a source of happiness for all living beings. Wonderful, we're experiencing this already, aren't we? So this is like encouragement to mix our life, our busy professional and family life, our modern life. We mix with understanding what real happiness is and where it comes from. Whatever we are doing, wherever we are, we can be establishing the causes of real happiness, because happiness comes, we're learning, comes from a different source, from Buddha, from Dharma, in our heart.